Yes, that was Chun Hong singing Mama Baba Shanghai Guo. And now the next category of song will be old Shanghai songs. This is a special type of song from the genre from the 1930s and 40s in China. And we will have three songs, two sung by Shi Biyin and one sung by myself. And the first one to be sung by Shi Biyin is called Hua Hao Yue Yuan, Happy Married Life. But first, a little bit about Shi Biyin. This is a woman who's very active in all kinds of events and things in Chinatown. I think everybody must know Shi Biyin. Very popular. And she has a special kind of voice. I try to vary the types of voices. You'll hear a very wonderful, penetrating kind of voice. And so here she is now, Shi Biyin in Hua Hao Yue Yuan.
And in the interest of time, we will be introducing the songs in sets so that we can get as much music performed here as we can. So up next, we will have a number of so-called old Shanghai songs. Here they are.
Shi Biyin singing Hua Hao Yue Yuan. Another second Shanghai song sung by me, Fei Rei Mei, or Rima, is Ye Lai Shang, about a lovely tropical garden with nightingales and wonderful fragrant flowers.
Thank you. 风吹来清凉，那夜莺啼声几声，月下的风中人忙，只有那夜来香，吐露着芬芳。我爱这夜色茫茫，也爱这夜莺歌唱。
Fei Rei Mei, me, singing Ye Lai Shang. And now our next song, another Shanghai song sung by Shi Biyin, is Shanghai Tan. And she's singing it in Cantonese. That's a special treat. Okay, here goes, Shi Biyin.
Long ban, long lao, man li tou tou guang sui wing bai yao, tou zun liu sai gai xi, man zuo tou tou ye pin qiu lao, xi hei xi sao, long lei fan ba qing fun xiu bei
Shi Biyin singing Shanghai Tan. And now we're going to have a we'll have a special treat. Jin Yingxiang, our erhu soloist, will be playing Lian Chao, which means joint bridge, and it's celebrating. It was written in 1928, so today that is our oldest song, 1928, and it's about New Year's Eve. That was Jin Yingxiang playing Lian Chao on the erhu.
And you're tuned in to Sounds of China here on WKCR-FM New York. We are 89.9 FM on your radio dial and also on the World Wide Web at WKCR.org, where you can listen to us live anywhere in the world 24/7. You're tuned into Sounds of China, and we're with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. till noon. A quick announcement before we return to the music. This afternoon at 2:30 p.m., Sounds of China, the program that you're listening to right now, will be presenting a concert featuring the pipa soloist Min Xiaofen. She will be coming to Columbia University's campus to give a concert along with her Blue Pipa Trio. They will perform a number of traditional Chinese pieces along with pieces that they composed themselves, incorporating jazz and bluegrass influences. The concert is free and open to the public, so you're welcome to bring along friends or family. The concert will take place at Earl Hall on Columbia University's campus, which you can reach by the one train going uptown at 116th Street. That's the stop. One train to 116th Street. Again, the place that the concert where the concert will take place is Earl Hall Auditorium at Earl Hall. Take the one train to Columbia, and when you get out of the train station, right in front of the gates, there is a security guard booth. If you ask him for directions, he will give you directions on how to get to Earl Hall. It's very close to the train station. So again, a concert this afternoon at 2:30 p.m. featuring Min Xiaofen and her Blue Pipa Trio. Here at Columbia University, it is free and open to the public. And now we will return to the music. This morning we are featuring the group, the Manhattan Arts and Columbus Music Association, which is a community-based organization of musicians here in New York's Chinatown. They perform regularly at various Chinese festivals in Chinatown, such as Chinese New Year, the Moon Festival, and a number of other festivals. And they're in here in the studio with us this morning, speaking and performing with us. We have Rima Strauss, who is explaining the songs to us, the pieces, and talking with us about the group. Unfortunately, the musicians are a little bit shy, and hopefully we can sit down to talk with them again at another time. But Rima, what do we have coming up next?
Yes, here's a category, Praise the Motherland types of songs, in which the singers will sing of the beauty of China. And our first singer, Wang Xiaoan, will sing 我爱你中国, and our second singer, Xu Kuangping, will sing 牡丹子之歌. So here's Wang Xiaoan singing 我爱你中国.
We are 当作轻破从我的梦中你过，我爱你中国，我爱你中国，我要把美好的青春献给你，我的母亲，我的中国啊。
That was Wang Xiaoan singing 我爱你中国。Now we have Xu Kuangping singing 牡丹之歌。
香国里最壮观，有人说你娇美，娇美的生命哪有这样丰满，有人说你富贵，哪知道你曾历尽贫寒。啊牡丹，你正一语作声机一片，春风吹来的时候，你把美丽已带给人间。啊牡丹，啊牡丹，来把美丽带给人间，你把
Xu Kuangping singing Mu Dan Zi Ge. And now another category of love and wedding songs. There will be quite a few of them. There will be two partner songs, and there will be some solos dealing with all kinds of subjects, from lovers meeting under a bridge to people to lovers giving their solemn promise that you're the only one for the rest of my life, and so on and so forth. So now we have Chen Guifeng singing 18万水入到我家 ,18 curved waterways to my home.
哥你把船水流
that was Chan Guifan singing Shi Ba Wan Sui Lu Dao Wo Zha, 18 Curved Waterways to My Home. And now we will have a partner song, and that will be Chun Hong and Xu Kuangping singing Fen Ci. It's a promise they make, a commitment to each other. Just listen to Chun Hong with Xu Kuangping singing Fen Ci, Promise. And now for our next number, Lover's Bridge or Qing Ren Qiao, we have Shi Bi Yin.
Bye.
心焦，瞧呀瞧亲哥嘛，等得可心焦。
Shi Bi'in singing Qin Ren Qiao, Lover's Bridge. That song, by the way, was from 1970s and tells about a girl who goes to a bridge to see her lover. And now we have another partner song with Chun Guifun and Xu Kuangping singing Cai Honglin.
Yeah.
you just heard Chen Guifan and Xu Kuangping singing Sai Hong Lin, a song from the 1940s to 50s about a man and a woman on a boat, and together they picked the fruit of a water lily in a lake. And now, for the next love song, it's really not in this category. It's a love song of a different type. And this is Yue Liang Dai Biao Wo De Xin, or The Moon Represents My Heart. And this song was made famous by Deng Lijun in the 1970s. And it's where a lover says, you want to know how much I love you? Let me tell you how much. And Fei Rei Mei, myself, will be singing it.
You're tuned in to Sounds of China here in WKCR-FM, New York. So that was me, Fei Rei Mei, singing Yue Liang Dai Biao Wo De Xin. And Fei Rei Mei is, that's her Chinese name.
Yes.
She is Rima Strauss.
Rima Finzi Strauss, I might say, but that's okay.
She is a member of the Manhattan Arts and Columbus Music Association, who are guests in studio today here at WKCR. They are here as guests, as part of the New York Alive project, which KCR is undergoing at the moment. And it is through this project that we bring to the studio musicians of the ethnic folk or experimental or fusion vein. And we have them perform, we have them interview, discuss their art. And this morning we have 8 members of the Manhattan Arts and Columbus Music Association, which is a community organization in Chinatown. They perform regularly at festivals in Chinatown. If you've been to Chinatown during, say, Chinese New Year or the Moon Festival, maybe you've seen them perform. in public. And we have select members of that organization here in studio today. And now we will return to the music with the next song, which is...
Which is Chai Hu Mei, sung by Chen Hong. And this song from the 1960s describes the gorgeous lake in Suzhou and the gentle subculture of that area. So here is Chen Hong. That was Chen Hong singing Chai Hu Mei. And now our erhu player, Jin Yingxiang, will sing a very special, will play a very special number, Zai Ma, about a Mongolian horse race. And I'm sure you'll be able to hear the horses running very quickly in this beautiful song.
And is there some connection in this song, at least, with the origins of the erhu, since it came from Central Asia?
That I don't know, but it was written. This song was written for an erhu competition in 1964. I think it just tries to give the feeling of the horses running and the atmosphere on the grasslands when they're having a festival.
Okay, so here is Mr. Jing on the erhu. Thank you.
Now, didn't you hear the horses running in that last number? Sai Ma, played by Jin Yingxiang.
Yeah, and he was plucking the strings, too.
Yes, it's a wonderful percussive effect.
Right, text painting right there.
Yes. And now another category for ethnic minorities. China has about 55 different
56.
Ethnic minorities. 56 including Han.
Well, 56
so
nationalities.
The Han
correct.
Group is not a minority group, right?
No.
It's a majority, but the other minorities are 55. And so we have three songs we're presenting today. And the first one, sung by Chen Guifan, is Xiao Bei Lou, and from 1990, this is a bamboo baby carrier. Mother carries on her back, but the child sings of the adult child sings of the wonderful memories she had of being carried on the back of the mother. Even back to there's an interesting line in this song. She's even happy that she was able to pee on her mother's back while she was in the baby carrier.
And
so that's a particularly quaint feeling.
And these tunes from the ethnic minorities in China, they've been quite absorbed into the mainstream of China's pop music even.
Definitely.
A lot of pop artists like Dao Long, they have incorporated some of these tunes even into their guitar playing or singing. So I would say maybe it does not have the same kind of feel in China when they say ethnic minority as
yes.
it does when we say that term in America.
Yes, I think I feel the same way about that. Even the third number, Tian Lu, if I think that is sung, has been sung very recently by Han Hong, so they become very popular songs, and they don't necessarily sound like they're of a different genre. But anyway, here is Chen Guifan singing Xiao Bei Lou.
Yeah.
was Chen Guifeng singing Xiao Bei Lou. And now we have Xu Kuangping singing Hua Er Wei Shema Zhi Yang Hong, a song from Xinjiang, the ethnic minority Uyghurs, sing the song about a beautiful girl. And
it's a very popular song.
Very popular song. Yeah. And he will be singing it without accompaniment. He will be singing without music, just alone.
Is there accompaniment?
No accompaniment. No. We just heard from Xu Kuangping singing Hua Er Wei Shema Zhi Yang Hong. And now the next number, Fei Rei Mei, myself, I will attempt to sing Tian Lu. This is not an easy Chinese song to sing. And therefore, I love a challenge, and so I will be singing this song for you.
And you're tuned in to Sounds of China here in WKCR FM New York. We have members of the Manhattan Arts and Columbus Circle Council, Columbus Music Association. They're in studio with us, speaking with us about their art and performing a number of their songs. Thank you.
You just heard Tian Lu, sung by myself, Fei Rei Mei. And now, unfortunately, we have to come to an end to our program, but first we will have our last number,
right,
which is the next Erhu solo. And this time, can it be perhaps without keyboard, just to hear the Erhu alone? Would that be all right with you? Okay.
And we're going to have an Erhu solo, correct?
Yes. And this solo is named Yuja Guliang Zai Hai Pian.
And the Erhu requires accompaniment on the keyboard.
Okay. He wants the accompaniment.
Yeah.
All right. Fine.
Okay.
We'll have it, both of them. So this will be our last number.
Okay. Here it is. Last piece for today's Sounds of China program. The name of that piece is
Yuja Guliang Zai Hai Bian.
It was performed by
Jin Yingxiang,
by Mr. Jing and Mr. Chu.
Right.
And they're from the Manhattan, Columbus, and
Columbus Music Association.
It's quite a long name.
A long name,
and
yes.
You go
because it originally was the joining of two groups, that's why.
Right. And you go under different names as well, correct? Like, the name evolved over time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
that's true.
They are a community-based organization in New York's Chinatown, and they perform regularly on Chinese festivals in Chinatown. Especially during Chinese New Year and the Moon Festival in public. They are a very community-based organization. They even rehearse every Saturday at a middle school.
Middle school, 131 in Chinatown.
Right. So we're very glad to have had them up here at KCR today, this morning, to perform and to speak with us about their art. And one quick announcement before we sign off. This afternoon at 2:30 p.m., Sounds of China will be holding a concert at Columbia University. The concert will feature Min Xiaofen, who is a pipa virtuoso, along with her pipa trio, the Blue Pipa Trio. They will perform a number of traditional Chinese pieces, along with pieces that the trio composed, incorporating jazz and bluegrass influences, that concert is free and open to the public, so you're welcome to bring your friends and family to the concert. The concert will take place again at Columbia University in the building called Earl Hall. That's E-A-R-L, Earl Hall. You can take the one train uptown to Columbia University. And right after you get off, there is a security guard booth in at the front gates of Columbia, and you can get directions from the security guard on how to get to Earl Hall. Again, the concert is free and open to the public with a reception subsequent to the music, and that is at 2:30 p.m. this afternoon. You're tuned in to Sounds of China here in WKCR-FM, New York. The time now is 3 minutes past 12 o'clock, and that means it's time for Across from 110th Street.